concerned that the editorial independence of the public broadcaster may once again be under threat. In a statement, the party says they are worrying signs of efforts to politically recapture the SABC. In other news, a man has died in a truck crash on the R56 between Thornville and Richmond in KwaZulu-Natal Midlands. KZN Emergency Services spokesperson Robert McKenzie says the truck that the man was driving had overturned.
Sadly, a man in his 40s who was the driver of the truck has sustained fatal injuries in the crash. The circumstances resulting in the crash are not known at this stage and are going to be investigated by police.
The National Institute for Communicable Diseases has recorded 3,789 new coronavirus cases, taking the country's total number of reported infections to 3,598,288. Over 35,000 COVID-19 tests were conducted in the last 24 hours, resulting in a 10.6% positivity rate. A further 47 COVID-19-related deaths have been recorded, bringing the total number of fatalities to 94,784 since the start of the pandemic. And lastly, the funeral service of veteran actor Patrick Shai will be held this morning at the Soweto Theatre south of Johannesburg. Shai died last Saturday morning at his Soweto home at the age of 66. His career included performances in some of the SABC's best dramas such as Izo Izo, Soul City, Bophelo Sempego and Generations. He was also an activist against gender-based violence and one of the founding members of Free Filmmakers of South Africa. Shai's son, Kheto, says the funeral service will be open to the public.
The service will be at Soweto Theatre from 8 o'clock to 11:30, actually. And we have so many speakers on the list. So I know that we're expecting the Deputy Minister, we're expecting the MEC of Arts and Culture and Recreation, and we're also expecting the industry, that the people in the industry that he worked